Hare Krishna, this is a report. I'm here in the hospital in Kapushwar, in a room with Shambi Hari Prabhu, and after just having completed a prostate biopsy. I won't get into the details of what that is. If you want to know what a prostate biopsy is, you can go on Google to find out. But basically the purpose of it is to see if there's any cancer in the prostate. And if there isn't, then we know what type of procedure to take to sort of avoid the same inflammation that I had in the summertime. And if there is, then we know what other procedure to take. And anyway, the results of that will come in about a week or two. And then hopefully procedures we can sort of schedule in sometime in January. Not much more to say about that, other than it's a real example of how pleasant the material body can be. And I guess the only people who can find some kind of enjoyment on this are who have some kind of fetish for things like knitting needles. Anyway, I won't say any more than that. Like I says, details can be found on Google. Interestingly, yesterday in the morning, we went to Dombovar, where actually this whole procedure was meant to take place. And it had been scheduled in, and there was a specialist who was going to be there. But when we got there, the nurses informed us that the doctor was sick. So things like that happen also, that doctors also get sick. And so we had to turn around, and I spoke to my urologist here in Kapushwar, who arranged for that procedure there. So we just said, come over. And we came in this morning and came in the room, and then within no time, we went in and had the biopsy. And now I'm here, really just, we're sort of waiting, and we'll see how things flow, if you know what I mean. And then we'll determine with the doctor whether I should stay here overnight, or whether I can go back to the farm. Tomorrow there's a Diwali function in Budapest, and I'm supposed to be giving a whole presentation on that. And on Friday, I'm heading off to the UK, flying to Scotland. It's the beginning of our Navaraja Mahima marathon. We'll be traveling throughout the UK from Glasgow all the way down to Brighton. And we're taking 250 sets of Navaraja Mahima with us, many of which have been already ordered. And from what I hear with the devotees who are preparing the field, people are in anticipation, waiting for the books. And so we'll be doing presentations on a daily basis in different places, and that'll be videoed. And we'll be making the videos also available, I don't know, on some link or something connected with the podcast. So devotees can also watch those if they so desire. It'll be quite an interesting trip, and it'll be nice because yesterday I sort of bade farewell to the Sanctan devotees of New Brajadam. They went out on the marathon. It's 13th of November, so they go out sort of for a pre-marathon, a little warm-up for a week or 10 days. Many of these devotees are farmers, cowherd men, taking care of tourists during the year. So they need to, they're not regular Sankirtan devotees, they need to warm up. And anyway, they're going out with real plans to think big and distribute many, many books. And I feel happy that I'm also going to be able to participate in this year's marathon. We'll be going straight until the 12th of December, and then I come back from the UK. And that following weekend, I'll be doing Gita Jayanti, and hoping again there to distribute some more books. And so overall, that's very encouraging, because I feel that I'll be making the best use of my November and December by being able to distribute books directly. So that's it for now, and tomorrow we'll report as to whether I'm still here in the hospital or gone back to New Vajradharam, and what the schedule will be for the next few days before heading off to the UK. Hare Krishna.